I came to Fairbanks in 71. I was originally hired by the Institute of Arctic Biology because I'm a biologist. Came to run the electron microscope lab. After about a year, Philip Morrison discovered that I was not going to make a whole lot of money for the IEB, and so he gave me 2 weeks' notice and said, we don't need you anymore. So I told Keith Mather, and he said, oh, well, we need you to keep running this lab, and so he found money to keep me on, and so for the next 15 years, I was a GI employee, which was great. I really appreciated that as a biologist, I kind of fit in with everybody else, I think. But the story that I wanted to tell you is about in 74, I think, 74 or 75, Henry Cole was just finishing his PhD, and he didn't have any money. So he was taking on carpentry projects. And I needed a wall unit built for my log house. Wanted something with shelves on it and a place to put a TV and storage space. And he said he could do that. So I gave him money. He bought lumber, and down in the shop downstairs, he built this wall unit for me. He came out and measured this wall, which was probably 9 or 10 feet wide and, 7 or 8 feet high. And he finally got it finished and got it painted, and we hadn't gotten around to taking it out to the house. But after the Geophysical Institute Christmas party that year, we were feeling pretty good, and Diane Duvall and her husband Chris Kennedy, who's Diane worked for Don Turner and Chris is an architect, and so the four of us put this whole wall unit in a pickup, took it out to the house, hauled it around to the back porch, and this was December, it was cold, but we were feeling no pain, I guess. It was after the party, we were feeling pretty good. And then we realized that we didn't know how we were going to get it in the house. And so here was a chemist and a biologist and an architect and a physicist, and the architect and the physicist made all these calculations and drawings on the back of this wall unit, standing outside the house on the porch, trying to figure out how we were going to get this thing, the different angles can we, Finally, what we ended up doing was getting the chainsaw, cutting the log right above the door. There was no door frame on the door anyway, but there were several logs up above the door. Cutting enough space, cutting one log out, and by tilting it at just the right angle, we did get it all the way in the house and up against the wall. Nobody will ever see all the fancy calculations on the back of this wall unit because I'm sure it will never move again. That was a fun evening, and it finally got in. But anyway, I have enjoyed my years at 15 years at the Institute before I went on to other things at the university. But that's my main story.